Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be asking a question regarding a famous event that has been related from the Holy Prophet, the life of the Holy Prophet. And the question is regarding the authenticity of this event, whether it's really related in our hadiths or not, whether it is, how authentic is it? In response to this question, first we need to remember the event itself, and then we can talk about whether it's authentic or not. This hadith is about a woman named Zainab, who was famous as Hawla. One day the Holy Prophet Muhammad came to the house of his wife Salma, and he smelled a very beautiful fragrance. He asked his wife whether that woman, Hawla, who was a woman who sold perfumes, whether she had came to the house or not. Salma said, yes, she is here, and she has a complaint which she would like to pose to you regarding her husband. This woman came to the Prophet and said, my husband doesn't come close to me, he avoids me, and you know, he's not paying attention to me. So the Prophet ﷺ said, you should, you know, adorn yourself more and, you know, take care of yourself more. Maybe that's the reason why he's not coming to you. So she said, there is no perfume that exists except that I have tried to use it, but still my husband, he avoids me, he doesn't pay attention to me. So this the Prophet said, in response to this, the Prophet said, perhaps he does not know the reward that he would have if he would pay attention to you. So she asked, what is this reward, O Holy Prophet? The Prophet said, if your husband pays attention to you, two angels will embrace him, and he will be like the person who has taken part in the holy war. He will get that much reward. And, you know, when he pays attention to you, all of his sins will fall from him like the leaves of trees fall from them in the fall. Right, so this is a very beautiful hadith. This event, the sanad or the chain of transmission regarding this hadith is weak from the point of view of the science of hadith. Nevertheless, the actual gist of the hadith is true, it's correct. We have other hadiths regarding the same topic which have been related. For example, we have a hadith regarding the necessity of spouses to be clean for one another, to take care of themselves for one another, right? But this specific hadith, to be a bit more specific, you know, the chain of transmission is rather weak regarding it. It's been narrated in the book Miratul Uqul, volume 20, page 304, which is a very good book of hadith. But nevertheless, this hadith itself is kind of, the chain of transmission is weak, and for that reason, the actual event in itself, regardless of whether it really happened or not, we don't have anything to verify whether it did or not. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the event of Hawla and its authenticity. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
ربنا يا حي يا رب.